Maryland's Morning News on WBAL and WBAL.com.
Well, we mentioned in the newscast a minute ago about the big Inner Harbor celebration tonight in Baltimore. Joining us on the WBAL newsline to talk about it is Tracy Baskerville of the Baltimore Office of Promotion and Tourism. Hey, Tracy.
Hi, good morning.
Of all the city spokespeople we talked to, I think you've had your job. How long have you been doing this? You've been around forever down there.
Oh, I stopped counting. I fake like I'm young.
Uh-huh. Well, you sounded. What's going to be new down there this year?
Well, new this year is the fireworks show itself, right at the stroke of midnight. We have a new fireworks company this year, Image Engineering. So they're adding some lasers to the show, so that's a great addition. There also will be some pyrotechnics off of the Harbor Place pavilions downtown. There will be a countdown on an LED screen, which will be on a smaller barge. There will also be a couple countdowns the National Aquarium, and then also the power plant. They have that laser show, and that's going to be a part of the fireworks, too. So it's going to be a good show.
I guess everything always, every year, it all depends on the weather, and the weather looks pretty good this year, looking for clear skies and chilly temperatures, I guess, around 25 degrees. So that'll bring people out. How many are you expecting down there?
Well, it's hard to tell. Although you're right, it's going to be clear skies. It will be a bit cold, and sometimes that can be a deterrent. We can get up to 50,000 people, but like you said, it is weather dependent, so the chilly temperatures may keep some people away, but we're hoping people will come out. But don't forget, with the fireworks, you can be right there on the Inner Harbor Promenade, but you can see them from so many advantages that a lot of people sometimes you can stay in your house, or you can stay in a party that's indoors and watch the fireworks too, from all the way around the Inner Harbor to Fells Point to Canton to Harbor East. So the fireworks are just in a great location where you can see them all around.
And security is always a concern these days when big crowds of people get together, especially in downtown Baltimore. What kind of security are people going to expect, and what will they have to go through to get to where they're going?
Well, actually, we work with the police department and all the other safety agencies on that, so that is really something that they handle, and we just work with them to make sure we can be a safe event as much as we can. So hopefully it will be, but we work with all the agencies from the fire department to the police department to state agencies just to make it as safe as we can.
Any restrictions on what they can bring down there with them?
To be honest, that I do not know as far as restrictions of what the police have indicated for folks to bring.